Hi there, 通勤家族，新的一年想要提升英语力吗？除了每日可以跟着我 John 老师跟读与朗读世界时事趣闻，还可以每周在 Clubhouse 上我们通勤学英语直播室上做英语练习与互动，伴随你的英语学习 Podcast 就在通勤学英语。 Let's start your daily shadowing。The future of California's last nuclear power plant. At a gathering of nuclear professionals and enthusiasts in Anaheim, California, a couple of months ago, the tenor of the conversations about the Diablo Canyon power plant, California's last operating nuclear reactor, turned inconceivably hopeful. The American Nuclear Society's convention, held for 4 days in the shadow of Mickey Mouse,could not have picked a better venue to uplift spirits. And no one flashed a bigger grin than Gene Nelson, a standout not just for his towering height, but also for his signature headbands and his years-long campaign to keep Diablo Canyon running beyond a planned shutdown by the end of 2025. I thought our chances were zero.Nelson, a government liaison for Californians for Green Nuclear Power, told the conference attendees about the effort to maintain nuclear power in the state. What has happened since then, it's been like a snowball. Pushing that snowball is Governor Gavin Newsom. Although it seemed improbable that Diablo Canyon supporters could overcome the numerous challenges to maintain the plant's operations,A lot has changed, and those hurdles appear to be getting swallowed up in the growing clean energy movement. Last month, Newsom proposed a measure that would provide a forgivable loan of $1.4 billion to the plant's owner to help resolve permitting, licensing, and cost issues. The California Assembly would need to pass the legislation and have it signed in September to make the whole idea possible.In addition, the U.S. Energy Department made $6 billion available to nuclear plant owners to help keep existing facilities operating. Gunda presented during a public conversation last month about the prospect of continuing the operations at Diablo, which produces about 9% of the state's electricity.Even authors of a Stanford University and Massachusetts Institute of Technology report supporting the extension of Diablo Canyon noted that one of the two units had to be taken offline in 2020, the last time California experienced rolling blackouts. That has prompted some to urge caution. I was a little bit heartbroken by the governor's proposal, said Najmuddin Meshkati.An engineering professor at the University of Southern California who has inspected many nuclear plants throughout the world. The word safety is only mentioned once in passing. They really need to bend over backward and go the extra mile to ensure the safety and reliability issues. Thanks for tuning in. 记得我们每日跟读精选词汇以及 Intense Podcast 节目都在各大 Podcast 平台同步放送。也欢迎分享我们官网 www.15mins.today 以及 Facebook 粉专给亲朋好友。同情学英语 Improving your English on the go. Catch you in the next one. 我们下期见。